Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word, joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. And tonight, we have on the show, Miss Jewel Smith, creator of the comic Hafrocentric. If you want to holler at us, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. We, of course, want to connect with you on an even more personal level. So go to our Smooth Drama site, www.smoothdrama.com. Join our Yahoo group. You can even go to the page where you can watch the show live or you can listen to the show live there. But I encourage you to watch the show live. That way you can interact with me and Miss 100% in the chat room. And you get to see my face that's made for radio. It's always a good thing. And we're on Facebook, Twitter, tag my yearbook. On Twitter, you can follow me in Smooth Drama. Facebook, tag my yearbook, everywhere else. I'm Dick Hugger. Follow me. I'll follow you back. I know, of course, that you don't really want to holler at me. You really want to holler at Miss 100%. So if you want to get in Miss 100%, tell them where they can catch you.
Nowhere. No, I'm just kidding. On Facebook as Miss 100% spelled out. Or they can catch me on tag as Miss Sure Thing, CHANG. They can email me at imnotonbs@yahoo.com or Miss100% at yahoo.com.
All right.
I know that's a mouthful, but yeah.
That's a big mouthful. Anyway, I want to thank everybody, all listeners, for the lovely birthday wishes. Thank y'all very much. I had a great weekend. Happened to have the opportunity to see the J. Edgar Hoover story. And this 100%, can I tell you that one of the most evil men of the 20th century was not portrayed in that light?
Really?
Yeah, he was a okay guy in the movie. They like show him dedicated to his mama, taking care of his mama.
What?
Yeah, he taking care of his mom. I mean, you know, the J. Edgar Hoover that we had got accustomed to in the history books and whatnot, in the accounts about him, wasn't the guy that we seen on the screen. I mean, they only showed him mean and malicious once when he, I mean, they barely talked about the cycle where he followed Martin Luther King around and taped and bugged him and sent him the letter saying, kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was pretty much the meanest thing he did. Well, one of the meanest things he did in the movie. The rest of the time, it was like a love story between young and hot, sweaty men, and they showed how they were lovers from the beginning of his FBI tale to the end.
So do you think that the movie was basically to try to expose him as gay when that's something that people already knew anyway?
Well, I mean, yeah, most folks knew that he was gay and that he dressed He dressed in dresses. It wasn't really a mystery there. I mean, this is a guy who had a file on everybody. Whether you were doing anything criminally wrong or not.
Yeah, I would think that there would be all kinds of secrets uncovered and, you know, all of that different, you know.
Man, Malcolm X didn't come up. Black Panthers didn't come up. COINTELPRO didn't come up. But they showed him at Del Mar with his lover betting on horses.
So it was just another Bareback Mountain story, huh?
Yeah, they didn't really show no barebacking, but they did hold hands in the movie, so.
Well, I know you're thankful for that, though.
I know. I saw it and was like, wow. This is a touching love story between two hot, young, sweaty men who grow up to be old, sweaty men.
Hot, old and clammy.
Right. Yeah, I was like, this is where we at? But anyway, speaking of old, sweaty, perverted men, we all know about, if you don't know, you're not here in the United States, the whole Jerry Sandusky Penn State assistant, former Penn State assistant coach, defensive coach, did an interview with Bob Costas. And this dude, you know, Bob Costas asked him some questions. And, you know, of course, he's charged with 40 counts of sexual abuse of minors. So, yeah, he's in the video. It's like, yeah, I've done some of those things. I've horsed around with kids. I've showered after workouts. I've hugged them, and I have touched their leg without intent of sexual contact.
Mm.
And, of course, he's like, I shouldn't have showered with those kids. Yeah. I mean, as Costas asked him, is he a pedophile? He's like, and are you sexually attracted to young boys? And then he's like, he answers the question. He asks, am I sexually attracted to young underage boys? He says, sexually attracted? No.
Wait. He repeated the question after it was asked of him, like he didn't understand it.
No, he understood it. You know, you repeat the question because
you pick it up a lie.
Right. You got to get your lie right. That's going to sound good on TV. He's like, no, I'm not sexually attracted to young boys. I enjoy young people. I love to be around them.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this is where, this is, I don't know about anybody else, but the whole taking showers with young men, touching their legs, horsing around. I don't know about anybody else, but we don't really hang out in the shower. Like, in, you know, at the gym, after working out at the gym, you're in the shower. That whole, hey, let's wrestle in the shower, that shit never comes up.
Yeah, and the whole touching on the leg, you know.
In a non-sexual way.
In a non-sexual way. What? Never mind.
Yeah, I mean, because
I just think that they've given this freak asshole too much publicity in the first place, you know, by constantly, you know, talking about, you know, we all know what he did. There's no hiding it. There's really no reason to ask if he did it, because he was seen doing it, he was caught doing it, and I just think that it's giving him, he does not deserve the attention, you know, the press and all of that by, you know, constantly, you know, talking about it. Just, you know, throw his ass in jail and throw him up under the jail, bury him up under the jail, and let that be that.
Well, actually, I'm kind-hearted. And so I would think, I saw there's a new lubricant on the market by JD Foods, and it's called Bacon Lube, and it's $11.99 plus shipping, and it tastes and supposedly smells like bacon. And I'm thinking that he may need some of that where he's going.
I think he will. So what do you propose that we...
I'm proposing as a token of goodwill that, hey, you know what? We here at Smooth Drama, we understand, man. You know, you had an issue and maybe... Nah, fuck that. He just gonna send you some bacon lube here, dog.
He's not even good enough for lube. I mean,
yeah, he is. Do you understand the significance of bacon lube?
The significance of lube is to lubricate. He doesn't deserve lubrication. He deserves Vaseline.
Yeah, but see, here's what I'm saying. It's the compassionate liberal in me. All right, the compassionate liberal in me says, you know what? We get this man some bacon lube, and he smells like Vaseline, and he, you know, it'd be like his perfume.
Wow, I don't even think he's gonna believe that everybody's gonna know who he is.
Yeah. There's gonna be a long line.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's why I was trying to be nice. and say, you know what? I can do $11.99. And just, hey, this is for Jerry Sandusky.
Wow.
This lube on me, homie.
This bacon scented flavored lube.
Yes.
That just sounds so horrible.
Hey, it tastes like bacon too. So supposedly that's what they say. So he can get that, simulate that hot, crispy bacon.
Taste down his mouth with sausage salad all day.
Yeah.
Because that's what he'll be doing.
Yeah.
If he survives.
Right.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, I don't think he'll get the tossa salad. I just think they're gonna oh, somebody gave you some bacon lube, good looking out.
Why are we even discussing this? This is just so crazy. Okay.
Yeah. For me, I think it's cool.
You think it's cool?
I think it's a cool and poetic thing. They just coming out with it. So this is big shout out to JD Foods. They just
right
came out.
Christmas.
Right on time. But for him going to jail, bacon lube. Now, I don't know if there's any jury in America that won't see him as guilty. I'll be curious to see. If this is a man who can't go to jail with the however many jury people that they have, whatever to zero, then something is wrong.
Well.
And as I said earlier, if this guy, if he can't go to jail, then shit, the world needs to end.
If he can't go to jail, I'm going out the very next day, and I'm doing every possible crime imaginable. I'm committing everything.
All right.
Everything. Why not? You got, what's her name, Anthony. She don't go to jail for killing her baby. I mean, you just got so much going on. Nobody is being held accountable for their actions these days, so why me?
I feel you.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, well. We're going to go on break here. And hopefully, we'll hope while we're on break, listening to Skills, waving your hands, we going to hope that somebody will find it in their heart to ship some bacon lube to Jerry Sandusky also. This is Skills. Wave your hands.
Children, girl, we meant to choose and then go work in the city.
What up?
Everyone's got to make a living.
I like this. Yo, book.
Wave your hands.
She put her back to me, put my hands on her thighs, and she felt something rise, looked me right in my eyes and say,
it's working.
Yeah, I know, that's my motion detector, go wherever you go, and
it's working.
Oh, you ain't know, this thing will damage your leg like Plexico. You ain't gotta tell me twice, I came to work. It's hammer time, homie, I'ma nail the verse. And I see the haters in here hiding they hurt. They dig their own grave, we provide the dirt. It's Skills and Boogie Boogie, coming for the crown, BK to VA, two up and two down. And so far, it's going just as I planned. I don't care if you dance, I just want you to
wave your hands.
Moves are slick, tracks we keep working, yeah, that's for certain. Let me test this beat and see if the shit's hurting.
It's working.
You heard what he said, right? And when I say work, don't take that light. We
working
in the stew all night. Pitch black off, just a bunch of red lights I get. And I don't care what he say, especially when he dressed in She by Sheree. Who gives a hell what a hater might say? Your forehead could double for my new ashtray. Hey, so far it's going just we planned. So B-boys, you can get me stand. The song's so hot it don't need a dance. I just need you to stand the fuck up and
wave your hands.
Woo! Yes, sir. Let's go.
Wave your hands.
Until then, We'll the show must go on. And you know how we do as far as the show going on. I was reading, and you know I gotta diss some of these studies, because these studies they make me laugh. And we always talk about frivolous money that's thrown around, and this is worldwide, because I'm not gonna just say that all the studies in the United States are stupid. There are just retarded studies worldwide. There's a study that says that people who are computer gamers, their brains are different from infrequent gamers.
Okay.
Yeah, it's supposedly the studies in teenagers that show that there's a reward hub which is involved in addiction, which is larger in regular players of games than non-regular players of games.
What?
Yeah, basically, because they love the game, the reward hub, which is supposedly in scientific terms, is connected to addiction.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's bigger in people who play computer games over people who don't.
Really? Huh.
Yeah, supposedly.
Well, but we had a part of our brain called the reward hub. So I learned something new today.
Yeah, it's the larger ventral striatum, which is supposedly the brain's reward system hub. Very exciting, huh?
Very exciting.
Yeah, and they did a study on that.
But the question is larger in kids, right?
Well, they said teenagers, but I know a lot of 50-year-old teenagers who will murder you over their video game.
Yeah, that's true. 50-year-old. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not handle their business, but will play video games.
Pretty much. I mean, the video game, I mean, if people, everybody has their vice. So I'm not going to dis it. I just find it odd that you can waste time and money on studies talking about, oh, yeah, well, the people who play video games, they're different from the people who don't. Like, really?
Just to say that.
Yeah. Like saying, oh, well, the people who are in virtual chats are different from the people who aren't.
COVID. Okay. Let's donate $5 million to doing a study. That's the only way we can do it.
Yeah, well, why don't they donate that? I think me and you would be great.
I got a whole lot of things I could do with $5 million.
There's a whole lot of things you can do in places that you can do these studies at. I mean, you gotta remember, you can study in Jamaica, the Bahamas, all the islands, Hawaii. And there are a lot of people all over the world where you can do these studies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
You can keep that in mind. It's like researchers say that the social gene, people can spot whether a complete stranger has a certain social gene in 20 seconds.
Spot the social gene?
A social gene. Not like Levi's. But
they're not saying that they can basically tell by a person's personality whether or not they're a sociable person or not. They're saying, I can spot your social gene.
Pretty much, yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
How's that, huh? You did.
Yeah. and that's another one of them dumbass studies that just never get too old to being made.
And more money wasted that we could be researching cancer, Alzheimer's, diabetes, all sorts of things, but that's where the mind of Americans are right now.
Well,
video games and socializing.
Football. Yeah, don't forget football.
Football
is very, very important. Since we don't have no damn basketball, basketball, but no pro basketball, I can't express my disgust enough with that, especially since you have an inordinate amount of people in these postings in the chat rooms, whatnot, who side with the owners.
Wow.
And it never ceases to amaze me because, of course, they blame the players. They're like, well, the players, they're greedy and they should take this 50-50 swap, whatnot, and they never take into account, okay, if your boss, the company that you work for, locks you out of work and says you can't come to work at all unless you agree to, one, cut your salary over a 10-year period, and take a 10% escrow percentage off your salary to go away, as well as other restrictions on how you can move around in your day-to-day job. Let's see how you go with that. I mean, we drop, like, okay, somebody, like, say 100, because, you know, I always throw you the alley-oop and you dunk and give a stink face. Yeah, you making $40,000 a year. I just decide one day, hey, you know what? You can't even show up and play ball until we can negotiate down your $40,000, because that $40,000 is too much on the system. So we're not making enough money business-wise.
Yeah.
So we're going to take 10% of that $40,000 that you're making on top of the taxes that you're already paying to the government. And we're going to restrict your movement where you can't even, you're barred from really looking to go somewhere else to make more money where you want to go.
Wow. I would have to say you would get the same thing.
Right.
I think that a lot of people don't understand something. People look at it as if, oh, they're just playing basketball. But they don't understand that they're athletes. And there's a lot that goes into being an athlete. Just like there's a lot that goes into being an actor or actress or entertainer. You know, there's training, and training is 90% of being an athlete or actress or entertainer. It's a lot of stuff involved, especially mentally, that people don't, you know, think about. Think about a lot of the pressures that they have to deal with. You know, because people say, oh, they get to drive my cars, wear my clothes, they get the hottest women, you know, all of that different kind of stuff. But
Superhead. Oh.
That's stuff that they have to do. Like, they can't just go out and socialize with normal people.
Yeah, they can. They just get robbed for it.
Because of because what is it, the corporation or whatever that owns them, you know, tells them how to dress, how to talk, who they can talk to, you know, all of those things. So
well,
it's more that goes into it than just getting out there and running up and down court.
Well, not only that, But we look at the athlete, and you look at the people saying, well, the owners, they have the right to make money. And I'm saying, when was the last time that we paid to see an owner do anything?
Exactly. And how many people can you count on one hand that can name the owners of these teams? I can't name but one owner that I actually, one person that I know on the team, and I don't even know the team that he owns.
What owner do you know?
Michael Jordan. The one that don't want him to make money. That's only one.
Right.
So, I mean, these owners are never seen, you know, they're not the ones that's out there working their ass off for this money. So.
Right. Yeah, I've always been amazed at the hate that goes on in people's mind behind athletes. Like, yeah, well, they don't deserve. Look here. Everybody talking about LeBron James. LeBron James is worth more than $15 million that he's making.
That's right.
LeBron James is bringing in Miami, what, about $100 million a year?
Mm-hmm.
He's worth about $100 million a year in advertising, in licensing rights, in TV games, and all this. Because you're paying to watch him play. You're buying jerseys and tennis shoes and whatnot. No, nobody's buying Mickey Arison, who is the owner of Miami Heat, by the way.
Oh, thank you, lady.
No one's buying Mickey Arison jerseys. Last time I checked. You know anybody that got one?
Nah.
I bet you know somebody who's got a LeBron jersey, though, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and that's the difference. I don't understand why people side with the guys who are screwing them over.
Well, remember we talked about sheepology before and siding with your oppressor?
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have drop knowledge on you right there.
Yeah, the knowledge. Siding with your oppressor. Exactly. And, I mean, I'm not going to. I mean, just, I'm tired of talking about my oppressor. But it's not my oppressor. It's the NBA player's oppressor.
Right.
Lockout. Hurting my feelings. Now I'm a college basketball junkie for the first time in forever. You know who I really feel sorry for? All them young men who don't have any money, who came out for the draft this year.
Right.
The underclassmen, like, yeah, I'm coming out early. Yeah.
Yep.
You probably have been better off with them free meals you was getting at college.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's something that, and like you said, a lot of people don't think about, you know, the other elements of this lockout. It's not just about making more money. It's about a whole bunch of other stuff that normal people don't consider.
Yeah, we talk about the people in the arena who work the arena, the job industry.
Yeah.
Revolving around the arena.
Yeah.
All that's dead.
Yeah.
That's just dead in the water. So if you plan your whole life around the NBA season, that's part of your business, the whole area around the arena, that's all done.
Yeah.
That's a wrap.
They just actually, they thought they were going to be able to start or thought they were going to be able to become players. They haven't made any dollars at all. I'm talking $0 and 0 cents. So if, like you said, if they came out of school early, they don't have anything to fall back on.
Huh? I don't know who they were listening to. But it's always, you can always tell the people who give bad advice. Because you come out, and I understand you got picked early in the draft, but if they're in the lockout and everybody said they were going to be in the lockout, you're not getting paid.
Nothing.
Hey, it's like rappers right now. Because they're getting money fronted by the agency that they're with.
Mm-hmm.
But then once the money comes up, I mean, and the season starts again, recoup.
Yeah.
So hopefully you
pick it up in jewelry and cars and clothes. And then when it's time for their paycheck, they're in a negative. It's like, wait, yeah. Would you think I didn't sell all those purses for free? No, you got to pay for all that stuff.
Yes, indeed. Well, speaking of paying for all that, I'm getting depressed talking this basketball lockout. It's too much for me. I can't take it. I saw some, you know, I got to talk about people's rights. There's a judge who ordered a divorcing Connecticut couple to turn their passwords from Facebook and dating sites over to each other's divorce lawyers. Supposedly what happened was this was issued after the husband claimed that his soon-to-be ex-wife's Facebook account contained evidence that would help him win full custody of their children.
Hmm.
Yeah. Now,
all I can say is this shit is about to hit the fan because, woo, I mean, people just do not realize what you're doing on Facebook and everywhere else. You can't hide it. It's going to always come out one way or another, and this is just proof.
Well, see, what I look at, you know me, I'm the conspiracy theorist here. A judge is ordering you to, in the name of divorce, to give your passwords to the lawyers, the other divorce lawyer.
Well,
now, this would set a precedent. Feel me on this. We're getting a divorce. And we have to exchange passwords with each other's lawyers. Who's not to say, down the line, I'm accused of domestic terrorism, that I, after this precedent, I have to give up my passwords to all my social networking sites and emails and everything else.
Yeah.
Just like that. That's kind of how setting a precedent goes.
Yeah. I think, though, they can still get into your stuff without you giving the password.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, it's called hacking. But, see, this right here is just something where you can get the ordinary citizen say it's above board. The police can sequester your passwords and your accounts and have access to your computer through law. Right now, they normally take your computers and whatnot, and you know how I feel about that. I've talked about that whole, it's on my computer, they can put it on your computer.
Right.
And
right.
You're screwed over. And you can't prove that it wasn't there. The fact that I have to, by law, I'm ordered by the law to give up one of my rights to privacy.
Right.
I find that kind of appalling.
It's, yes. Right. So you can just go, like you said, setting a precedent. After this, anybody accusing anybody of anything concerning Facebook or Tag or whatever, Twitter or whatever, they can just say, okay, well, the proof is in the pudding.
Right.
Okay, and now we don't even have the right to privacy anymore.
Right. So, I accuse you of something, and I say the proof is in her internet sites. It's on her internet sites. So mm-hmm. I need to get the passwords. I need my lawyers to get the passwords so that she does not delete it. See, I don't really have to have intimate knowledge. I can just do that just so I can look up your stuff so I can stalk you even further.
Right. And who's to say, like you were saying about them putting something there on the computer, who's to say that the lawyers have now having the password can't just go in there and put some shit on it to make you look guilty? Okay, there's nothing there, but let's put something there to make this person look like, you know, they're cheating or whatever they were doing. It's possible. Anything.
Or circumvent someone that you know that's been corresponding with you or pretend like you're them and send some stuff through them.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just, you know, these some things that are out there. I know some folks don't take that stuff seriously, but you should.
Yeah.
You really, really should, because that is not cool. And on that note, we're going to take a break here. This is Common. He's mad at somebody. I'm thinking that he's mad at a rapper. Me and my main man, P the Spaceman, we think that he's dissing a rapper whose name starts with a D and ends with an E. Rhymes with lake or steak.
Okay.
Yeah. This is Common. Sweet.
Yeah. You know, they be asking about Common, where he at? What's that man doing now? I'm doing what I do. Hip hop. That's what I do. Yeah. How can I say this? I'm the greatest. I am the A-list for all these great debaters. A lot of y'all now forgot now who I am. The 87 used to ride right in the jam. Oh yeah, we put them things in the air. When I drop a single, it's really like a pair. An Ed Jordan's important to the culture. If you ain't true to it, Calle de la Boca. Get my drink on like a coaster. Post up on the wall that Mike used to live off. Hip hop master cleansing, I'ma get my shit off. Rolling in a Maserati Grand with the lid off, I bit out like a monster. Live news, this is my encore, encore, encore. I rhyme for the commoners. My name's synonymous with prominence. I'm the hip hop, but Obama is the politics. Commoners. Yeah. Man, y'all, man, you soft, mother. Yeah, my man, mother. Man, come around my crib. You know where I'm from. Some hoes. Singing all around here, man. La la la. You ain't no motherfucker. Frank Sinatra. Look. Yeah, this the raw right here. This the raw right here. Sweet mother. Sweet arrow. Mother. Yeah. Wa-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. The C-O-M-M-O-N, I'm not plain. Duck, man, at work, I make my own lane. I'm the franchise, so I rock my own chain. No, I said give them that 80s. On something wrong, something pure, so I stayed in that vein. The hero, and he know that he cold. Like when it's below in the deal, wipe your feet off in the regal. I'm king, observe the throne and the dream. I have it, supreme like mathematics. Yeah, breath of fresh air for you asthmatic. Rap addicts, pull black magic, this is semi-automatic. Rap, it won't damage traffic. The game needs direction, I'm here to map it. Some people say that they be missing creativity. But when it come to hip-hop, it begins and ends with me. Sweet. You know, man, you should know where I come from. You should know who I am. Man, you too dope. You should never want to go against me. You know, man, you too soft for that, man. I be seeing you, man. I be in your eyes, man. You ain't the type of nigga that can go against me. You get in my presence, you gon' feel like a little. You ain't a man yet, man. You gotta beat somebody else. Man, be yourself, man. You come around my crib, you get your took, huh? Wherever you go, you probably be overseas in Europe and get your took. You's a, you know you sweet. Ain't nothing you can do, man. People see that, man. Crowds be seeing you sweet. Done with you, love. It's over for you. It's over for you. It's over. Sweet mother.
Together you got drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama.
Okay, you got it.
Yeah, he said that was common. Sweet. He said, broads think you sweet. You come in my area and you get your ass took. That's kind of deep. I wonder who he's talking about. See, me, myself, I love the old days when rappers, when they didn't like each other, they would call the dude out and diss the hell out of him, and everybody knew exactly who he was talking about. But at the same time, nobody got killed.
Right.
You know, pre-ignorant gangster rapper.
Wow.
Yeah, just saying, you know, the gangster rapper era kind of messed hip hop all up. So where dudes, it wouldn't even, you couldn't even do a diss song unless you were strapped. Just like,
did you hear about the gangster rapper who had beef with another one? And he called him out and he went to beat his ass, and the dude called the police on him and got a restraining order. You're a gangster rapper. Can you get a restraining order?
Wow, I've done the same thing. What you talking about?
You gangster. You so gangster. You so gangster. You gonna do all of this, but then he comes and you call the police. Help me.
Hey, I make records, and he said that he was coming over here and he wanted to talk to me, but we really didn't have anything to talk about. Can you guys come over? Can I have that restraining order paperwork too, please?
What? A restraining order?
Not really shocked by that.
For some beef. That's just crazy.
Yeah, that's easy to do, perpetrating the fraud.
A beef that you started, now you want to get a restraining order.
Right, because he was trying to sell records. He wasn't thinking that he's going to have to actually fight. You know, these dudes ain't trying to fight, and he has a gun. Look, you understand that they can't fight, so that's why they have guns. You know, the concept of a good old-fashioned ass-whooping, giving or taking one, these dudes don't understand.
Oh, those days are long gone.
Yeah. So you hear them, yeah, I got my gun. It's like, okay. So that means you can't fight. You know, just taking the ass whooping is not your thing. Yeah. That's all. Say it. I mean, don't be delusional like Michelle Bachmann, who insists that the ACLU is running the CIA. You know.
I'm just so sick of her talking. If somebody put a sock in her mouth, please.
Yeah, she going to, God bless her with this sock in her mouth. I mean, she's saying that, you know, the ALU. She accused Barack Obama of allowing the ACLU to run the CIA. Now, you know who the CIA is, Miss 100%.
Yeah, they're a team of trained killers. That's what they are.
All right. So they're a team of trained killers who make sure that they kill the people who are trying to fight for their rights in other countries. Or, I mean, they're supporting our interests abroad. That's what I meant to say.
Just a slip of the tongue.
I mean, in speaking of slip of the tongue, you know, we were talking last segment about how you have internet and giving away passwords, whatnot. And there was a man in Norfolk, Virginia, who received an email claiming he legally downloaded a video game and now faces a $150,000 fine. You know, John Chittick says, I've never played a video game in my life. But the Entertainment Software Association sent the warning threatening the huge fine and saying they will also take away his internet access.
Wow.
He lives at home. Don't know who stole the game. And we're talking about he's going to be penalized $150,000 per download. He called Cox Communications, his cable provider, for help. They brought him a technician, hooked him up a new router. But the customer service has no record of the router being installed, so they won't secure it, and his system is still vulnerable to hackers. Because he says he didn't do it, that he was hacked. His Wi-Fi was hacked, which we've heard has happened quite a bit. $150,000, and your internet is gone. And you can't prove that you did or didn't do it. See, like what I was talking about, that shit is very, very real. It is very, very real.
If they can do it to one, they can do it to the rest of them.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, how can you prove that you didn't do it? You can't. And so this guy can keep downloading.
And there's maybe one way. Maybe one way. Deal with it for a few seconds.
I'm bearing.
They said that he illegally downloaded a video game?
Yep.
If he downloaded it, even if he deleted it off of his computer, it would still be physical. It would still be evidence on the computer. Even though they found it by hacking into by the Wi-Fi, by like that, they can still look into his computer and see if it was actually on his computer.
All right.
And if the person who downloaded it played it, they should still be able to track because, I mean, IP addresses, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they can fake download it using his Wi-Fi, but IP addresses don't change. So whoever downloaded it and opened it and used it and installed it on their computer, they can track the IP address of where it was used.
Well, see, that's why when you're a master hacker, you can do that type of shit.
And that's just crazy. People have too much damn time on it. You can do it, all the skills or all that skill, you choose to illegally download a freaking video game. Why not steal some money or something? Or do something. I mean, video games?
Well, yeah, you if you steal money, they will catch you.
Of course.
Nobody's looking for a guy who downloads the video games on somebody else. And I'm sure there's ways around being caught, which is how he did it in the first place.
Right.
Right.
That's just a sad story.
Yeah, it's a sad story. Hopefully he can get it fixed. I mean, no worse. But the saddest story for me, actually, the Columbus, Ohio woman, and this is one of the sickest things that I've ever seen. You know, we've been talking about Jerry Sandusky and making the jokes about the bacon lube, and I mean, over making light of him and the deplorable things that he's done. By no means are we making fun of the individuals. I mean, those individuals who were his victims, we feel very sad and sorrowful for. Like this 10-month-old who was raped by his mother.
His own mother.
And videotaped it to send her boyfriend.
Yeah.
It only came out because his ex-girlfriend discovered the video, well, videos, and contacted the police. And
you know what? Thank God for snooping girlfriends. I know they get a bad rep, you know. Like, you always know. You always going through my stuff. But thank God for, you know, nosy girlfriends or snooping girlfriends. And something on top of that, this woman who turned them in to the police, why isn't she on CNN and everywhere else being commended for doing the right thing? Now, we got people all over the news, you know, for doing the wrong thing. Why don't we give attention to those who do the right thing?
That would only make sense. You trying to make sense of it, in that we cannot do that. You can't reward people who make sense, because then that makes the guys who don't make sense look really, really bad. Which is what we do. I mean, we essentially spend our time, we talk about the dumbasses, other people who do things that make no sense whatsoever. Because you draw the line saying, you know what, y'all crazy.
Yeah.
That's why we talk about it. And this here, you know, there's a woman who videotapes raping her child, and there's a guy who she's sending it to, I guess, who's getting off on me.
I don't want to say anything wrong, but wasn't something in the story about there was a person who actually taped it for her?
No, she videotaped it and sent it herself.
Wow.
Yeah, so she's all alone. I mean, obviously, if there was someone who was doing it, I mean, they should be, all of them actually should just be thrown, sprayed down with some of that bacon lube and laid in the ant pile.
Yeah.
A red ant pile. Not the black ants, because black ants don't bite. Red ants do bite.
Yeah, the
Yeah, the southern red ants.
Yeah.
Anyway. Deplorable people. On that note, I want to thank everyone for listening. Sorry. I don't know what happened with Ms. Jewel Smith. Hopefully, we can catch up with her and maybe get her on again. And on that note, I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. FNWord, from my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. We are Smooth Drama. We out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got
smooth.
Drama. Smooth.